Today the church marks the end of the octave of Easter. Today is also the second Sunday of Easter. And today we also celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. That's why we see this beautiful depiction, this beautiful painting of our Lord Jesus, I trust in you. And today we also have St. Thomas. I will advocate for St. Thomas because he has been given a bad reputation. When we mention Thomas, we think about his nickname and his negative, in a negative way, doubting Thomas. When we speak of Thomas, we think automatically of doubting Thomas. But guess what? He is Saint Thomas. He made it to heaven. He doubted, but he is in heaven because he did the will of God. He trusted in his mercy. And I can say that he doubted the disciples because he was not there. He is not exactly saying that he doubted that he was risen. So he doubted the disciples. In other part of the gospel, we hear that when he was having supper with our Lord, he told the disciples, "Let us go and die with him." So perhaps St. Thomas was out there doing the work of God. That's why he was not there. So again, he doubted the disciples. But then this saint who doubted gives us the most beautiful profession of faith. My Lord and my God. May that be our prayer today. My Lord and my God, I trust in you. In the first reading today, we hear that the community of believers were of one heart and one mind. They did not doubt to bring everything they had for the disciples to distribute it as needed. I truly believe and I truly doubt that if I tell you to sell your home and your boat, if you have one, and your car, and bring it to the church, I would truly doubt that you will do that. But guess what? You don't have to do that because you are already very generous, and thank you for your generosity because you are given as your means allow you to. So thank you for being so generous. But I will invite you to go and sell everything that keeps you away from the love and the mercy of God. Sell it to whom? To God. Give it to him. That temptation, pride, lust, envy, whatever you're dealing with. Sell it to Jesus, our Lord. Give it to him. In exchange, he will give us mercy. Peace be with you. He will give us his peace. He will give us his all. St. Thomas helps us to believe. He doubted, but he believed. We ask for his intercession so that we may come to believe in a deeper way because he is with us, because he is risen. Doubting Thomas, as he is very well known, he doubted. But he remained with our Lord. Again, that's why he is Saint Thomas. With this, the church is not saying that we should not look for evidence out there. No. We should use our reason, combined, working together with our faith, to come to a fuller and a deeper understanding of God, a deeper appreciation of our faith. So doubting Thomas is teaching us that, yes, it is okay to question. It is okay to investigate. It is okay to ask. However, if doubting leads us to be deceived, then that's not good. We can doubt. But if our doubting leads us to the truth, Because doubting should lead us to ask, to investigate, and then ultimately to the truth, the mercy of God. But again, if our doubting leads us to deception, we are allowing our doubting, the power of doubting, to be greater than the power of God. Saint Thomas did not do that. He doubted, but he allowed the power of God to be at work in him. And that's why we're here. We need proof for a lot of things, don't we? That's what awesome Saint Thomas was asking. I need proof. Don't we need proof of insurance when you get pulled over for maybe going a little too fast? Don't we need proof of income? And for you husbands out there, sometimes the wife is like, can you prove to me that you love me? Then you'll have to run to the store and get some flowers and chocolate. We need proof. It is okay to doubt, but it is not okay to run away from God. Our doubting should take us to God, should get us closer to God. Indubitably, it's a fancy word to say, impossible to doubt. Indubitably, Jesus is fully and truly present in the most blessed sacrament. And we are here, truly blessed, because we are able to participate of this. We are blessed because we are able to recognize our Lord. Jesus says, just as the Father has sent me, so I send you. That is the mission. We have been given peace. We have been given so many blessings. Sometimes there's a saying, people say, you can't give what you don't. Okay, maybe it's too early. Let's try this again. You cannot give what you don't. Very easy, right? You cannot give what you don't have. I disagree with that. Because we already have him. We already have Jesus. In baptism, we were given so many graces. Right now, at this particular moment, the Holy Spirit is giving you so many things. So many blessings. So I disagree with that saying, you can't give what you don't have. That's an error. We have God. He is risen, and he's been given to us by the Holy Spirit. So instead of saying, you can't give what you don't have, replace that with, the more you believe, the more you will receive. The more you believe, the more you will receive. If you're doubting to go to confession, believe and just go to confession. You will receive a lot of graces. If you're doubting about forgiving someone, believe in the power of God, trust in his mercy, forgive, and you will receive forgiveness. Just as the Father has sent me, so I send you. That is the mission. We have to go out there. There are so many Thomases out there who are doubting. And perhaps their doubting will lead them to deception. And they will never come back to God. So Jesus needs you and me to be like Saint Thomas, who doubted, but who allowed the power of God to be greater, working within us and through us, so that we can bring those Thomases back to him. That is the mission. And guess what? We need proof. We need evidence. Because they're not going to believe us. What proof do you have of God? You need to take something out there. Let me ask you, what he has done for you? In what ways he has touched you? In what ways he has healed you? What has he done for you? That is your proof. Have you had an encounter with God? Have you felt His presence, His love, His forgiveness, His mercy? That is your proof. Take that with you, because we are being sent out by our Heavenly Father. Have you felt His love? Just love them. That's the proof that we need, because that is the mission. As we approach this holy banquet, we ask Saint Thomas to help us to believe in a deeper way, to help us to recognize our Lord and our brothers and sisters, and especially to help us see with our heart that He is here and how truly blessed we are because we are here, that we may be able to give Him thanks for His love and for His mercy. I believe in one God.